Hello, and welcome to another episode of Worst Collection Ever, presented by the Sideshow Network. This is the show where we tell you about the worst comic book collection in existence, and it just happens to belong to us. I'm Jen.
I'm Sean.
And we're back in the studio.
Yay. Yeah, I just...
Two more comic books.
Slap my phone on the table.
Like in the middle of my thing, you're just like... slappy.
What idiot.
It wouldn't be our show if there wasn't weird background noise. Like sirens, cats, slappies.
Slap. It's a slap joint.
It's a slap joint. According to Gotham.
All right. Well, yes. So we are back here in the studio, thankfully, with some quality audio. And we have two more comics this week.
Yep.
And we actually have a theme this week, I feel like.
I feel like we do.
I didn't plan it like this. It just was just the...
Just happened
to be that this is what we picked, and so we're pretty good with that. How would I describe it? It is
chemical freaks. Sure.
Yeah, because it's freaks, but it's also chemical freaks.
Sure.
Which
I'll go with that.
That's a pretty like niche deal. In comic books,
yeah. If you're really into those chemical freaks, there's not so many heroes you can go to.
Yeah. I mean, although there's more than you would actually imagine, you know. Especially since maybe from the 90s on too. There's been a few others where I've been like, oh, I didn't know about that guy or about that girl or about that person. So, okay. Well, let's get into it. You have something? Do you have anything we want to talk about before we get started? Okay.
Should I?
I don't know. I feel like we should have some
banters
and stuff like that. But then again, our show is already, that makes our shows already an hour and a half long.
We could be like the Gilmore guys and always put out 3-hour fucking podcasts.
But it works for them, obviously.
Apparently it does.
They're wildly successful.
Do you have anything you want to talk about?
I don't know. I feel like
How
lot.
How you feeling? Good.
So hi Jen, how are you?
How you feeling, Sean?
Hey.
Let's rap about your feelings.
Guys, I'm gonna ask my wife how she's doing. How's my wife doing? I think I talked about this before, but like how on like How Did This Get Made, it's clear. I don't know, I haven't listened to an episode in a while, but it's obvious that like most people know that June and Paul
Are married
on the, not on the show, like
in real life.
In real life.
And they have children.
At least one. Yeah, they have kids and everything. And it's like they kind of talk to each other like they're like, oh, hey, how have you been? like it's very like, it's like they haven't seen each other, which, like maybe they're busy. They're busy Hollywood types, or maybe they haven't seen each other in a minute. It's the first time they're seeing each other in a couple days, But it's always that bad. And I think one time, I think it was the Smurfs episode, where Paul F. Tompkins is like, you guys are married, I think he's one of the people that pointed out. Maybe it's different now. Maybe they're like, my wife.
No, I think they have said a couple of things, but like I'm trying to remember there was one time where they were just like trying to explain about something that had happened to them. And it might have been the same thing with Paul F. Tompkins, where he was like, you guys know you're married, right? Like, this happened to both of you.
You could talk about it as if like it was a joint experience. But well, welcome to Sean and Jen Talk About Other Podcasts. It's a good show.
We're just going to talk about other podcasts, never talk about comic books.
No. We'll get to that.
You guys listening to We Hate Movies? Because you should be.
Yeah, that's a good show.
Yeah.
Sideshow Network brothers, we're very excited to have them here. So let's talk about our comics, though. This week, we're doing Chemical Freaks, and we're starting off with our DC book. It is Metamorpho, Volume 1, from October 1993. Metamorpho number 3 from October 1993. Which I don't even want to say volume one, because really I'm like, how many Metamorpho volumes are out? There's actually two. But it's not like Batman or Spider-Man or whatever that shit is, where it's like there's like a million volumes of it.
Right.
You have to go, when you go on like the wiki and there's like a million different facets of it. But you okay?
There was a bug.
Oh, Jen's fighting animals.
It just flew over by me, and I was like, nope, chop, away.
So Metamorpho, and so if you're, look, so if I don't know, I'm assuming everybody's familiar with Metamorpho. He's basically, he's the element man. He is every element in existence into one man.
Mm-hmm.
Every element on the periodic table.
Right.
So he can turn into strontium. He can turn into barium. Mm-hmm. He can turn into whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whatever you can turn into. And he's fascinating in the sense that, you know, he's just able to just... He's rooted in science,
yeah,
and yet he's also very, but he's like an action hero guy,
mm-hmm.
you know, because he's basically Rex Mason, who was like He's like an adventurer. He's a professional adventurer. He's like a Bear Grylls kind of type,
mm-hmm.
and he got he was working, you know, in various iterations of his origin, but. He, you know, basically he's working for this guy, Simon Stagg, who actually Simon Stagg Industries exists in the TV DC universe.
Mm-hmm.
But he basically was contracted to go and get this Orb of Ra, which is this very, this very rare artifact in Egypt. And he comes across it, but he gets double crossed and he ends up in the room with this, you know, in a closed room with this orb, and it transforms him into Metamorpho.
Mm-hmm.
And he basically, you know, spends the rest of his, you know, life at this point trying to get back at Simon Stagg, you know, and he's in love with his daughter, you know, Simon's daughter and stuff. And, you know, there's all these different things going on. So mm-hmm. what you look very excited.
I'm confused about Metamorpho.
Well, actually, maybe it's better for me. But
it's actually in the book.
Oh, okay.
So
but you're still confused though.
Yeah, and when we get there, I'll talk about it.
Oh, okay. Maybe that's how I should phrase this. Instead of me being like, guys, I know a lot of stuff about superheroes. You know, it's like, no, you know what? Maybe I should actually like just be like, Jen, you look confused. What do you? what is on
but
your
I'm
mind?
I'm not always confused, and it really it's not something that can be answered.
But you know, here's the thing. Like, I mean, and I know you know a lot about comic books.
I do.
But there's a lot of stuff that you don't know about,
of course,
comic books, and you know, just as much as I
am not a walking encyclopedia by any means.
And I'm not a walking encyclopedia, but I feel like I can. I have a lot of random knowledge, and I kind of like feel like I should be able to like spout that out. So maybe
that's good. So I'm looking at this cover,
mm-hmm.
and then I'm looking at you, and I look back at the cover, and then I look back at you, and then I look back at the cover, and I'm realizing that you could cosplay Metamorpho. All we need is some white pancake makeup and like a shirt, two shirts sewn together.
I'll tell you something.
And I could draw huge eyebrows on you, because what the fuck's going on with that man's eyebrows?
And you would love to draw these eyebrows. I think you.
I have eyebrow pencils. We could just do that. And you could cosplay.
I could be like Drag Metamorpho.
Well, I mean, all we'd have to do is just get some white pancake makeup, because you're already shaven head.
Mm-hmm.
Just put it all on you, and then just draw those crazy eyebrows.
I have to get like a gimmicked hand, though.
Would you have to?
Yeah, I think so.
You don't have to, though.
No, just for fun.
Yeah, but then you have to carry it around.
No, maybe just something small, like maybe like a small brick.
What if we got you like one of those, you know, like those gloves that are also mittens?
Maybe. Oh, I had a great idea. It would be great if I had like a phone holder that Metamorpho makes, because he kind of does that in this book.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, you know what? Maybe that'd be kind of neat. And I just walk around like, hey, look, I'm Metamorpho. Look at my phone.
I was thinking one of those, you know, those gloves that turn into mittens. So, you know how it has like the fingerless and then you put the mitten part? So we just do something to the mitten part, and you can still flip it back, and like then you don't have to carry it around.
You know what? I'm actually kind of on board with this idea. I just have to figure out how to get the costume right.
Well, I mean, it would be a really shitty costume, because like I said, we could just buy two t-shirts. We could buy a yellow one and a purple one and cut them in half, and then I'll just sew them together. We're probably in not a straight line, because
that's fine. You know what? No, that's fine, because okay, so basically Metamorpho, he's got, he's basically white head.
Yep.
You know, but he's got one half of his shirt, he's got a shirt, or I don't know.
I think it's supposed to be his body, but it looks like a shirt.
It looks like a shirt. Here's the thing about Metamorpho. So he's got a shirt. Well, half of it's orange, half of it's purple.
Right.
And it just, but it's not even a shirt because it's you know, his entire arm.
Right.
So one half of his body, his torso is orange.
I just love that his body has decided to give him a scoop neck neckline.
Yeah, sweet scoop neck.
Yeah, it was like, instead
it's like
they went
to JCPenney's.
Right. It's just like, make sure you get the scoop neck. Not the V, not the high neck. We don't want a crew. We want a nice scoop.
Yeah, we don't want a deep V. We don't want a Mr. Peanut Butter.
No.
The deep Vs.
We don't want a Mr. Peanut Butter situation.
Yeah, but he's got a sweet scoop neck, you know, like, and it's weird because, like, you know, the Egyptians, they do fashion apparently, and they're like, yeah, this is how this dude's going to look. He's going to have a sweet scoop neck.
Yeah.
He's going to have, and he has, like, you know, like trunks.
Yeah.
Like the trunks are his body.
Yeah.
Or he's choosing to wear the trunks.
Maybe he chose because maybe his dick is multicolored.
Well, here's the thing. I have his very first appearance.
A naked Metamorpho?
I do, yes.
Is his junk multicolored? Is it like a barbershop pole? Like, what's going on down there?
This is the orange purple barbershop pole.
He's like, I better wear these trunks because, man, does this look weird? It just looks like one of those like swirly lollipops that you buy at, like, down at the Cape or whatever. It's all mixed up colors.
Oh, that would be that's a morbid joke.
Or it's like a snow cone when you're like, I want the rainbow. Bomb pop.
that'd be great if you're
so when you're cosplaying that, we'll just paint your penis.
Can I go as Ice Cream Man Metamorpho?
Yes. I'm like, sure you won't get arrested immediately.
Be like, who wants a Metamorpho? Bomb pop kids. I'm like, oh no.
No. No.
No.
Not okay.
Not cool. Not cool cosplay, man. But here's the thing. So he's got trunks.
Uh-huh.
And okay, so I have his, well, here's the thing. I have his first appearance. Right. I'd have to go back and look at it.
I'm certain there's no penis in it.
No, there's no penis. There's actually some fucking in that first appearance of his book.
Hard.
But I think it's pre barber pole dick.
Oh.
I don't know why I just thought of that. Because I remember I took a picture of it, like one of my many fun things I do on Instagram when I take pictures of
comic books
and panels and stuff. And that was one of them where it was like, he was like doing an action sequence and the Sapphire Stag's like, yeah, let's fuck in this car. And then, you know, you're going to like, cool. And people are going to watch us. And she's like, yeah. Right.
They're into public.
It was
sex.
The '60s. things were changing. Billy Joel wrote about that, and we just have to fire. He's like, you know, JFK, blow it away. Also, Metamorpho having sex in a car.
Yeah, people fucking in the back of the car. Didn't start the fire. Yeah, I think that was in there.
Yeah,
it was definitely in there.
That was an early demo.
Yeah.
He had a whole Metamorpho chunk in that song.
Yeah, he had to edit. He had to edit it down to really get to what he ended up with. A lot of talk about fucking in cars.
Cut to me meeting Billy Joel and asking him this. Was your song written about Metamorpho? And he's like, you know what? I'm extremely accomplished. I should not even talk to you.
Right, I don't make music with lyrics anymore, just in case you wanted to know that.
What are words?
It's only instrumental. I don't know what happened.
Hey, whatever.
Whatever. Anyway.
Billy Joel's awesome. Anyway, so, but okay. But so he, I don't know about his junk. We got too much into tit. We veered off.
There is no veering off in this podcast.
Cars, aren't you glad for about this banter? But he's okay. But he's got the trunks. But here's the thing. So he's got the trunks. But he's also got a belt.
Right.
They also knew enough to give him a belt with an M. Which, how do they know what the M stand for?
Well, maybe that was his thing. Maybe he's like, you know what? I feel that these trunks are fine, but what really pulls my weird multicolored body together is this belt with an M on it.
Mm. Mm. Yeah. These bugs.
I know. I told you there's like these little gnats flying around.
Oh, no.
Nuts.
This is how the beginning of a horror movie starts. Gnats.
It was in that movie we saw last night. There were ants.
Yeah.
What?
God, no, we're just sitting here fighting bugs.
I can't record.
Like a bunch of crazy people.
All right, so let's get into this shit.
In this fucking book.
But I mean, seriously, we can like cut like stuff in half and sew them together.
If you think you could sew it together, I'll do it.
I can't promise it'll look good.
Well, I could just say I'm metamorpho when I was left out in the sun. And things were melting, and I'm not quite figuring it out yet, but it's pretty good.
Are you metamorpho like
I'm
the middle of a transition?
I'm metamorpho year one, but like I'm like metamorpho like month one.
Yeah, you're trying to figure out how it all works.
Trying to figure out how it works, how to keep it.
You haven't tight into fists, into solidified pants. All this yet.
Keep that all up there. I'm just kind of like sagging all over.
Yeah.
Anyways, so basically, okay, so metamorpho has. So basically, the premise of this it's a miniseries, and this being the third issue, so we're almost wrapping it up here. And basically, it's Kimberly Metamorpho going around trying to figure out his shit, you know, and he also has a kid.
That's what I don't understand.
What?
What the fuck?
He had a kid.
What the fuck?
Well, obviously, the barber pole went somewhere.
That's really upsetting.
Yeah, well, because him and Sapphire Stag, I think they had a kid. He had a kid.
But why does he have the baby? Like,
well, there's something going on where basically I think
I missed how, because she's still with her evil dad.
She's still with her evil dad, but I think she had the baby and they kept it.
But so like there was a mention of a husband. We'll have to talk about it. I'm really confused. Okay, so let's talk about that. So anyway, they're looking for this orb because they want to fix the baby because the baby is basically a paint splatter.
The baby looks like he was dipped in metamorpho tie dye.
Yeah.
So he's purple.
He's all different
brown.
Colors. And white.
And orange.
And orange. And just, it's like splotches. So it's like somebody took paint and just like splattered it on this baby.
Right. So basically we start off here where Metamorpho is in a fiery bar, I think. You think he's in Ireland or somewhere. I think this is season three of Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah. This is the shittiest season.
Actually, I would love it if he was in that show. If Metamorpho just showed up and it's like, hey, I'm here to get my kid too. And he's like, is your kid dipped in paint? Oh, I saw him down the street. Bobby Elvis, he could reprise Harvey Bullock.
Yeah.
You know, he'd be like, fuck your falafel, you know, whatever. That's easy. This is good. Kurt Sutter, Kurt Sutter, he just gets really mad at me, tries to kill me.
He would get really mad at you. He got really mad that they like didn't win an Emmy or something.
He's mad all the time. He's like me.
Yeah, he kind of, but I was just like,
how come nobody likes me?
I like you.
How come nobody likes me but Katie Sagal?
But like he got, I forget what season it was for. It might have been for Ireland. It was like, I told, there's goddamn bugs everywhere. There's like two of them. They're just harassing us. But like he got really pissed on Twitter or something because like the third season or the fourth season didn't get nominated for an Emmy for writing. And I don't really think it deserved it. Sorry, Kurt Sutter.
I think after series season two, it kind of, I feel
it. Well, no, it was, down. It's kind of like, and he did Rescue Me too, right?
No.
No, he didn't.
No.
But Rescue Me.
He did The
Me,
Shield.
Oh, okay, The Shield. Well, Rescue Me was another one of those shows that like literally I would watch and sometimes it'd be awesome. And I'm like, yeah. And then sometimes like a scene would start and I'd be like, I can guess the dialogue word for word in this scene. Because I know exactly what's going to happen. And Sons of Anarchy was the same way. Sometimes the scenes were like, yeah. And then sometimes they'd be a scene and I'm like, I bet they're going to say this. And they 10 minutes later, they'd be like, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, gee, what a surprise. If I can guess it sitting on my fucking couch, you probably don't deserve an Emmy for writing.
This needs...
Just saying. Sorry, Kurt Sutter.
We need a scene and we need a thing here where Jax is swagging by to go have sex with his sister cousin.
That was the funny part because like when what's his name was in
Pacific Rim,
he's still walking like Jax, which is like that like swag, like kind of like biker swag.
This is
just Jax in Pacific Rim.
We just assume that he's, you know, he did good enough because like, you know, because in Sons of Anarchy, you could be anything you want.
Sure, why not? You could be a doctor who hangs out with bikers. That's plausible.
You could be multiple doctors that hang out with bikers, like all the doctors in that hospital.
Like really gifted surgeons with brilliant careers and very bright futures are going to hang around with a fucking biker gang.
One, like her boss was like a fucking biker.
Right? She was like, I have tattoos too. I really love to fuck bikers. And I'm like, you run a hospital.
You run a...
You run a fucking hospital. What is wrong with you?
Oh. Look, I'll be honest. This book's a little bit boring.
Yeah, that's why we're talking about Sons of
Anarchy. I think that's kind
of... Which, again, I enjoyed Sons of Anarchy a lot, but it did, like, it got really bogged down in some shit.
Mm-hmm.
Which many shows do, I think.
It happens.
Yeah.
So anyways, basically, okay, so he's in Ireland. I think he's in Ireland.
Doesn't matter.
No, he's in Ireland. He says Ireland, we're here.
Great. So they're in a bar. There's a fire. Metamorpho is hanging out with the Question, I'm assuming. It's not actually the Question. I know.
No,
that.
She's basically like Lady Metamorpho, but she's also a villain. Her name, I forgot. I didn't really.
It doesn't matter. Lady Conway.
Conway.
It's Lady Metamorpho. She is basically dressed like the Question or Dick Tracy, either one. And there's a guy who has a gun to a baby's head.
She's dressed like Rorschach.
Because this is how we want to start off a comic book.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And Metamorph, and they're like, put the gun down, give us the baby, or whatever.
Give us a baby.
And, you know, apparently this paint-splattered child has Metamorpho's gifts, but he can't...
Control.
But he can't shapeshift.
Yeah.
Like Metamorpho can, and Lady Metamorpho can, because he's a second generation or whatever, but he has the ability to make things that he touches into different kinds of matter.
Yeah.
So he can, like, change them into different elements. So this guy, whoever this guy is, I don't know, is, like, holding a gun to the baby's head, and Metamorpho's like, bang, 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 bang. So it makes the baby remember that he...
He likes guns?
He changed a squirt gun on the plane to gas.
Oh, okay.
So that's what he does here, is he touches it, and it turns to gas, and the guy doesn't have a gun anymore.
He doesn't have a gun, and then, like, he also turns... The guy's
jacket
into acid.
Yeah. And so they're like, oh, maybe that's not a good idea. Let's try to save this guy's life. And Lady Metamorpho's like, fuck that guy.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, I'm not a killer anymore. I've done my time. I'm not going to do it. And the guy's like, yeah, you suck. Boo. You're not a killer anymore. He's like, oh, I could slip back into killing. Stab, stab, stab.
Who, Metamorpho?
Yeah, that's what he says here. He's like, I'm not a killer anymore.
Not anymore, man.
And this guy goes, he's like, no, I'm just going to find the orb. And the guy goes, ha, you know, don't be looking for help from me. He's like, then again, I'm always in danger of falling off the wagon.
Here's the thing. I've never remembered Metamorpho as a killer. You know, he's always been a part of, like, you know, random teams
and fierce eyebrows.
Fierce just eyebrows.
Really, really intense eyebrows.
Yeah, no, and he's, you know, I don't particularly remember that about him. Right. Anyway, so basically, he's looking for this orb, and this guy knows where the orb is.
Right. He's like, hey, it's with some guy, Ali something.
Ali Farouk or something.
Yeah, something like that.
No, Admir Abd Al Aziz.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he's got the orb, and Metamorph was like, great, I won't stab you now.
Yeah, and
but I will leave you in the middle of this flaming bar.
No, he doesn't. He takes him out.
Oh.
He carries him out. He puts him in, like, a Metamorpho harness. You see this here? Like, he basically creates, like, a little harness. Like,
oh,
a little,
I get it.
Like, he just kind of walks him out with his arm.
All I saw was fire, so.
Yeah, and he walks him out with that, you know, and then we cut to... Stag's thing.
This is what I didn't understand. So, did they just kill this guy?
So, okay, here's the thing. So Java was Stag's, like, goon muscle.
Was he married to Sapphire? Yes. Okay, that's came in. That's what I was so confused about.
At one point, he was married to her because it was kind of like a forced thing because he hates Metamorpho so much. Mm-hmm. So he made him marry this Java guy.
Right. So basically...
I haven't read this in a while, so I forgot
this
why
guy,
he got shot.
Stag has control over his daughter, much in the same way that Ra's al Ghul has control over Talia.
Yeah.
That she really doesn't have any free will of her own. She just has to sort of do whatever he says.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, basically. And, you know, and it's funny because she's like, you know, he's like talking, you know, Stag's talking to Sapphire, and he's like, don't you agree? And there's this shot. So she's looking very sad.
It also looks like her eyes are just running.
Kind of like...
not crying. Like, her literal eyeballs are just melting.
It's kind of like that... It's kind of like that... What is it? That issue of Deathstroke?
Yeah.
Which is like... Just the woman's eyes. It's not as welled up, but it's just very dramatic.
DC guy.
Mm-hmm.
Has that same issue.
Yeah, no, you showed me that.
And he posted that same picture... With mm-hmm. the eyes just melting. I thought that was really funny.
Yeah, but my favorite thing is, though, is not only this, because he's got, like, one of his guards right behind her.
Yeah, and he's just like...
And this guy looks like Titus Andromedon.
He does!
He's got a beret.
I really wish that was tied as a dromedary. He was just gonna escort her to his room, and then he's gonna like be like, "Well, I'll cheer you up with some Pinot Noir," and he like sings the song.
But he's got this purple beret, or maybe a raspberry beret.
It might be.
And it just has like a nice like swish S on it for stag.
Yeah.
It's like
Kansas. His stuff's on brand.
He has branded
goonware.
Branded goonware. I gotta take a picture of this actually. Yeah. I kinda like it. And I kinda like, cause this guy's like given like serious face.
Yeah.
Here, like he's not just like a guy. Like,
yeah. I would hope that once that Titus Andromedon escorts her away, he asks her if he thought that he made a convincing goon because he was really dedicated to his performance.
Well, look at that. You actually even get to see the whole goon wear here.
Oh, it's got the whole thing. It's got like, it's almost like a Star Trek uniform, but just for goons.
That's some serious goon wear. I kind of want to wear that.
What's with the fucking eyebrows in this book? Look at that. What the fuck?
Those are Marty eyebrows right there.
Jesus Christ. Okay, guys. So like, let me just say, I have an eyebrow thing.
It's not a fetish, guys.
No. It's to the point where, like, I can't stand, especially on older men, like eyebrows that are out of control. Like, you know, when they start sticking up and the hairs start sticking, I literally have to cut them. Mm-hmm. They drive me fucking crazy. Mm-hmm. So anytime I see drawings like this, I just want to take a scissors to this guy's eyebrows.
You gotta go to town here on the stag here. But
remember that time I cut your eyebrows?
Yeah,
and I scalped you. Basically,
you cut me a bit too short, and I had.
But I didn't tell you.
Was that when I was sick?
Mm-hmm.
And that's right. Then I had to kind of shave them off, and I looked like a big baby.
No, you didn't. You didn't have to shave them off. They fell out. But like, what had happened was I cut them, and I cut one of them really short. And I was like, "Oh shit! I'm not going to tell you how short I cut it, and hopefully you won't notice because I felt bad." And then like a week later, we were in the car, and I think it was like after your first chemo or something. You noticed how short they were. Like, oh my God, my eyebrows are already falling out. I was like, no, that was me. Sorry. I didn't want to upset you more by telling you I scalped your eyebrow.
You know what? It's fine. It's, you know what? Here's the thing. Eyebrow accidents happen all the time. And you know what? And also, look, Glenn Kane, mm-hmm. Glenn Garrick Jacobs, the wrestler who's Kane.
Yeah.
Has gone many years in his life with no eyebrows because that is his wrestling character. And he's a respected politician in Tennessee. He's actually running for, I think he's running for like Senate or mayor. He's going to run for some office.
Wait, Kane?
Kane, yeah. Oh, Kane's a huge...
I thought he lived in Texas.
No, he lives in Tennessee.
Oh.
He's lived in Tennessee like his entire career.
Oh, no, he's a huge libertarian. I've seen pictures of him in like a fucking Ron Paul shirt before.
He is the biggest Ron Paul guy. There's actually a lot of wrestlers that are libertarians. Like Val Venus, huge libertarian.
That's really not a surprise at all. That's kind of like, there was an article actually on Deadspin the other day where it was talking about how like why MMA fighters are all into conspiracy theories. Because apparently like Ronda Rousey went nuts at one point and was like, 9/11 was an inside job or whatever.
Yeah, that surprised me. Not her, but I'm just saying MMA
but, like,
fighters.
Yeah, and there's like an article about like why MMA seems to attract more of these like weirdo conspiracy pseudo libertarian people.
Because Art Bell had a sweet Gogo Plata.
There's a whole, you should read it. It's on Deadspin.
That's an interesting take, but you know what? I totally get it. Probably because, again, it goes back to to Joe Rogan.
Well, they even mentioned Joe Rogan in there.
Well, Joe Rogan's like the queen mother.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 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 And he's all into that. And that's what they said. They're like, even like their biggest like mouthpiece for MMA is this conspiracy weirdo.
Mm-hmm.
And they mention him.
Actually, Chris, our friend, Chris Gore, he had the best description for Joe Rogan's show. He said it's 3 hours of like nothing but like ranting and like conspiracy theories and no solutions.
Well, I think that's the thing. When you get conspiracy theories, you can't have a solution because then the theory goes away.
Well, they don't actually like. They just go, "Oh my God, you hear about this? Oh my God, you hear about this?" And some guy from Vice shows up. He's like, "Oh my God, I heard about this. I'm on fire right now." But you can't really tell, right? And he's like, "Yeah, I know, I can't, but I believe you. I see you're on fire, but I don't know if you are." You know, it's like whatever.
Interesting. All I know about, because I've never listened to Joe Rogan's show, I can't say. But all I know is that Joe Rogan is one of those guys who likes to drink butter coffee.
He does.
Which confuses the ever-loving fuck out of me.
A lot of MMA fighters like to do that. They should do an article about that.
It's like a paleo thing or whatever, but like I don't get whatever. It's not for me. I mean, if you like butter in your coffee, good for you. I don't.
When I first heard about that, I was like, oh my God. Nope. But I kind of want to try it.
But I drink my coffee black, so I'm not one. I would not be the best person to to do that. Anyway. But yeah, you should read that article. I don't really remember exactly, but it's really long, and they like get into like the whys of like.
That's pretty fascinating.
You should read it.
Maybe it should be more about wrestlers being libertarians.
I think they actually do mention because it did sort of get born out of wrestling, and there's like all these other different reasons. So yeah. I would recommend it. It's a good article.
So, okay. So back to your book.
Titus Andromedon.
Anyway, so he takes her Sapphire away.
Right.
They go back to...
He sings Pinot Noir, and everybody's very happy. And then he goes to dress up like a werewolf and go to work. We go to this guy's kingdom.
Where are we here?
It's wherever...
Cathan?
Yeah, it's a fictional...
It's next to Bialia and... what's the other place?
Casnia.
Mm-hmm. So they're going to find this Ali guy.
Right, and it's a fictional... kingdom somewhere in the Middle East.
And so Metamorpho shows up and he's like, hey, I'm here to see this guy. And is like, and they're like, no. And he's like, what if I show you my Justice League card?
And the guy's like, fuck no.
He's like, definitely no.
Yeah. And so the baby turns it into nothing, like gas or something.
Which he could have used that for other things.
Well, no, he goes, yeah, good idea. I mean, you probably get a discount at, like, you know, Yogurtland or something if you show your Justice League International. Discounts. Yeah. It's like a military card. It's just a shittier discount.
Yeah. No.
It's like that.
And then basically,
so then Metamorpho puts his baby into like his body basket, and he becomes a hot air balloon, and he like flies over. Because
that's the thing about Metamorpho is when he turns into things, because he shapeshifts into things, but always his face is kind of on it.
Yes.
So here he is like his face is the balloon, and the baby's in the, you know.
It kind of him in Plastic Man, like whenever they change into stuff. It always weirds me out because I'm just like, what part of your body is that?
Yeah.
Like, I don't want you to turn into a chair. Because
is this entirely...
What am I sitting on?
Guys, is this entirely scrotum skin?
That's the good question. Is this barber pole?
I think it's
a legitimate question.
This area starts getting under attack.
By the neighboring country that always fucks with them, and so they blow up the helicopter.
Yeah,
Metamorpho saves people by being
a giant pillow.
I don't know what part of that is scrotum skin. Mm. Looks like all of it.
It's entirely ball skin.
So they whatever.
It's pretty pliable.
Yeah. That's all it stretches.
It's penis puppets.
That's true. Those guys do weird things with their dicks.
He can make a Richard Nixon out of his penis puppet.
A hamburger.
Hamburger.
So that's that. I mean, it's like literally pointless. Except so finally, like Metamorpho was like, look, I caught a pilot and I am a giant cage. And his buddy, the guy they were going to see, is like, hey, Metamorpho. And he's like, hey, Al, what's up, buddy? And they're like doing like a secret handshake or whatever because they knew each other.
Yeah. And this Conway girl is like, hey, what's up with that? That's weird.
Yeah.
So like, he takes them into like.
Yeah. He's like, come into my treasure room. I will give you whatever you want. Because, why not? And so he's like, here, we want the orb. And he's like, oh, here's an orb for you.
Oh, yeah.
You can have it. And he's like, wait a second. Like, I should be, like, doubled over in pain because it's radioactive to me and it's bad. So this orb is fake. And his buddy's like, no, I had it checked out by a dealer. And he's like, was it, like, this fat dude? And he's like, yeah, it was that fat dude.
Did you take it on Pawn Stars?
Yeah, I took it on Pawn Stars, and they gave me $2 for it. So he's like, I think you've been duped. It's been switched, and I know who has the orb.
Yeah. So Metamorpho goes off to check that out. But in the meantime, we get a quick scene of I guess, Sapphire or Simon's off to track down...
Metamorpho,
whatever. Because they're going to Casablanca. They're going to cause it's actually like legit Casablanca.
Yeah,
it's like really.
They're gonna go check that shit out.
It's like the fucking movie.
Yeah,
and we find out that Sapphire has stowed away on this flight, so we'll see what happens.
Even
with that,
my daughter would listen to me, and no, she's not.
Nah, man.
So then we cut back to Casablanca, I guess. Metamorpho apparently used to own a cafe.
Yeah. Yeah. Cafe Americana,
just
where
like
they serve
in the movie.
American, where they serve cheeseburger El Metamorpho.
Who?
It's probably like a.
This is just him. Like in the shape of a cheeseburger.
It's a burger. They give you the burger and it's his face on it.
Oh no.
It's really fucking creepy.
Just but smiling
like,
at you.
But they're like, look, this is what we're doing. This is our biggest seller.
Yeah. People love it. They love to eat this face burger.
Face burgers.
Face burgers.
And you know what? I have to say, though, I do think it's adorable the way that he finds ways to carry his kid. Because here he's walking into it, but he's kind of got like a baby seat.
Yeah.
Created out of his back.
Yeah.
Basically, it looks like one of those like boards that football players used to wear when they have like back injuries.
Yeah.
And sometimes they'll, when they're recovering, you know, when they're playing, they'll put in like these back plates, you know. That's how you knew a guy was hardcore. Because there was like a bunch of, you know, Brian Cox for the Miami Dolphins used to do that. Mm-hmm. And basically, so he's Brian Coxing with his kid into this restaurant. And they go and talk to this guy, this Ali,
I don't know.
I forgot what his name was. But okay, but here's the thing. So he goes and sits down, talks to him, and the guy's like, look, I don't got your orb. And he's like, oh, yeah? Well, here's a fucking scorpion.
In my arm
and glass. Now, I want to know, because we don't see this as he's coming
in. Like, where did he find the scorpion? And like, how long has he been carrying it?
Yeah, where's he been carrying the scorpion? Has a kid been carrying the scorpion? Like, or who's been carrying the scorpion? I know that woman, the other woman, because she's walking around. She's not just walking around in just as herself. She's walking around like, in like a hat, like she's a question. So is she carrying a scorpion in her pocket?
Because she did not, when she turned into Lady Metamorpho, she didn't turn into just like, Metamorpho looks weird, but his features look like features. Like she looks like Clayface on a bad day. Like she's melting, basically.
Yeah, she's not doing so good.
So she's not happy about it.
Yeah.
So Metamorpho's like, I'm going to, you know,
I have the scorpion
drop
in a glass
this scorpion
ball.
On you and it'll sting you and it's very deadly, but it'll take hours for you to die.
Yeah.
And the guy's like,
Well, how does he keep, where did he get that scorpion from?
I don't know. Did he just like scoop it up as he was walking?
Because if that's the case, then a lot of people are in danger, you know, just with a random scorpion, which I'm certain probably happens a lot in Casablanca.
Sure. I know nothing about Casablanca.
We saw the movie.
No, I know. But like what native wildlife?
It was Moroccan.
Right. What native wildlife? I don't know. No. Like, I can't tell you if scorpions are
they're there.
Plentiful
it's
in
by,
Morocco.
It's by Egypt. It's in northern Africa. So there's probably not scorpions. Because that's where the Scorpion King is from. That's where the rock's from.
Oh, well, of course. If the rock's from there, the rock's from there. In that one movie, then it has to be true.
Yeah, you eat scorpions.
Just like the core is real science.
Movies are real, guys. So the baby starts crying and they're like, but okay, so he's like, okay, I don't have this. And he's like, well, you got to get this to me.
Mm-hmm. He tells him where it is.
He tells him, it's like, look, it's at some sort of, and it's in the pyramid where it originally was.
He's like, God damn it, I got to go back there. I was just there.
Yeah. Yeah, he's not
happy. He's like, all right, fine. So they leave. And like, this guy tries to steal Lady Metamorpho's papers. Yeah. And he's like, I want them. And so Metamorpho looks at them and he's like, oh, I can read hieroglyphs. This bitch is going to screw me over.
Yeah.
So we are cut to the hotel room where she and her melty face are trying to like not melt.
Yeah.
And she's having a hard time, which is understandable. Yeah. So he kicks the door and he's like, you fucking bitch. Like, you're going to take this orb because, yeah, it can reverse what happened to us, but it only works once.
Yeah, it only works once, and we're not gonna use it on the kid. You're gonna use it on you.
You're gonna use it on you. And she's like, yes, because I am a melting, horrifying disaster, and I would like to look like a normal human again. And I don't need you anymore, Metamorpho.
Yeah.
So let's battle.
So they have a Metamorpho battle, which is actually kind of neat because it's a lot of like things turning into shapes, and then you know. Elements changing and stuff like that, and like he turns into like she uses a titanium bat, you know, and then he turns his hand into a iron fist or iron mallet, and then she turns into some gas, and it's pretty. You know, I mean, there's not enough of this in this book, to be honest.
That's true.
I kind of like seeing these things.
Like he burns her.
Well, it's kind of neat because she comes out as oxygen, and he's like, oxygen's flammable, yo, zap, and he turns like he does like a. Like a lead spark, and then that fires her up. See, my question about Metamorpho is he, I mean, obviously over the years he's understood everything
yep.
about how to access what chemicals mean in his body and stuff right. like that. But when he first became Metamorpho, like how I wonder how long it took for him to understand that.
What was like? What's his actual job before?
He was an adventurer. He was just in the rebooted continuity, he ends up being like a reality show adventurer, Bear Grylls type.
Because what they should have done is make him a chemist.
True, but
and then he'd already know.
But then he would be in as sweet shape as he is.
He could be an adventuring chemist. I'm assuming those things are real. God damn it, you bug!
Yeah, I know. We're getting besieged here.
What the hell?
So they send. So they fight. You know, they're fighting, and then.
And then she like blows him up, and he's down for the count. And who shows up but Stag? And he has the baby, and he's like, "I'm Grandpa, and I'm here because I was helping her, and I want the baby."
And also, he's got sweet hair.
And I do. I'm basically Old Man Wolverine.
He has Old Man Wolverine, which he's like, I'm committed to the Old Man Wolverine.
He really is. In the fucking crazy eyebrows, man. So he's like, yeah, it's me. And that's the end.
That's it. That's Metamorpho number 3 from October 1993. We're straight in the middle of all this fucking Bloodline shit, too.
Oh my God. So
I feel like we should do like a Bloodlines.
Well.
It's in their annuals, so they're kind of long.
Well, speaking of Bloodlines.
I was
in Pasadena having lunch with a friend who will be on the show shortly. And there was an antique shop by the restaurant. So I was like, oh, I'll just go in here and like hang out, you know, because I got time. And I'm walking around. In the back, they have a bunch of old comic books. And I was like, sweet, old comic books. They had Bloodlines. They had a fucking issue of Bloodlines for $10.
Yeah.
There's no fucking way in any world that any issue of Bloodlines is worth $10. Because it is a bullshit comic.
Yeah.
And then I turned around and walked out. And that is
you
the story
you cannot,
of Bloodlines.
You cannot sell those.
No. $10. Every single comic they had there was $10. And some of them I have pulled out of dollar bins.
Well, that's the thing that
we run into a lot
when we go to like some stores and they're selling like comic books. And granted, like ours aren't in the best shape, but they're usually not in terrible
shape.
They're
not in terrible shape. I think we only have like one or two that are really bad shape. Everything else is fine.
But the thing is like when they're selling a book like that, it'll be like $10 for something that's like
they're not graded or anything. It's not like they're like mint condition. Like these ones that I'm seeing, they're literally
None of these are graded. They're just books that people are just like, okay, yeah, we're gonna sell this random Action Comics from 1977 for like $20.
Right.
And I'm like, dude, that's a ripoff. So yeah, but I remember, let's not get into that because I just feel like it's point. I don't like telling people not to go to certain to support certain stores.
Oh no, I'm not going to tell you like where. I'm just going
to
say like.
Well, I remember just one time we went to somewhere in I think it was in Vegas, mm-hmm. and they were selling actually this miniseries.
Okay.
For like way too much money.
Right.
You know, it's like one of those things where I'm like, come on, man! Like, I want to just read this.
Yeah.
You know,
I think that's the same place that we went, and they had the new 52 Catwoman number 1
mm-hmm.
For sale for $25.
Yeah. And you could find that like everywhere. Yeah. I feel like you found that multiple times.
No, I found it once.
Right.
But I found it for like 50 cents.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was like, eh.
Guys, we're the best comic book shoppers. Just
yeah.
You know that.
Yeah, yeah. Would you read the next issue of Metamorpho?
Yeah, I would. It's pretty good. It's a good book. I like it. And that, you know, I just like this miniseries. It's a lot of fun, and there's a lot more going on and to it that I think we're just, you know, it's not as boring as maybe some of these parts are into this is, but it's a lot of fun, and I like the character a lot, so I definitely would jump into the rest of this, which I have because I own it.
Mm-hmm.
Would you?
Maybe. I mean, I kind of want to know what happens to that paint splattered baby.
Yeah, he continues to be paint splattered. Actually, I don't know what happens to the baby in general.
Yeah.
I had to look that up. I wonder what happens to any of these people other than Metamorpho. I don't know what happens to him. He goes on to do things.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I kind of care what happens to the paint splatter baby, but other than that, I don't really care. I'm sure I could Google it.
Yeah. No, all right. That's it for Metamorpho. We'll be back with our next book.
Hey, hi. How are you? I'm Jamie Flam, and I'm the artistic director of the Hollywood Improv. Basically, that means I'm the one responsible for booking comedians, producing shows, and making sure every night at the club is magical. You might even call me the gatekeeper. Okay, so not really, but maybe, I don't know. Outside of my job at the Improv, I also perform and write comedy, which means I sit in front of many gatekeepers myself. It's an interesting dynamic, but it's helped me learn a lot as well. Now I host a podcast about it. Each week I talk with bookers, producers, decision makers, performers, and more.
Hey, this is Cole Stratton.
This is Janet Varney.
This is Troy Conrad.
This is Todd Glass, and you're listening to Gatekeeper.
It's an inside look at the art of saying yes and no. Also, there are sound effects. Be sure to subscribe to Gatekeeper on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to podcasts. And you can find more info at SideshowNetwork.tv.
All right, we're back here in our worst collection ever here on Sideshow Network. Okay, let's get into our next book of Chemical Freaks Week. It is The Toxic Avenger.
Oh, shit.
Not just regular Avengers.
And this whole book is my fault.
Yes, I do blame you for this.
Yeah, it is my fault because I bought it. Because I was like, oh, shit, it's The Toxic Avenger. And look, it's called Die Yuppie Scum. And look how stupid it is. And then we bought it. Because I'm an asshole.
Well, you're always like, kind of like you pull out a book and you'll be like, I think we should do this. I'm like, I don't want to do it. Like, no, look at it. It's crazy. And I'm like, all right. And then we do it.
And sometimes I'm right and sometimes you're right.
Yeah. Sometimes we're both wrong.
I think you might be a little bit more right on this one than I was.
I was definitely. I feel like I'm definitely right. Because here's the thing. It's like, I mean, it's not. Okay.
Let's just talk about it so we can get over it.
It's not in Marvel continuity. I like stuff just when it's in the continuity. You know, I just like it. I just like my comic books to be in we had to have history in them, and to be a part of a thing. That's probably why we gravitate to a lot of new older comics, because they're not muddled up in all the bullshit that's been going on in the past 10, 15 years with Marvel comics and how
and
the
DC.
And DC and all that stuff. Because it's like you can't just pick up a book, random book. Sometimes you can, but as you get further towards the present, you pick up a book from like 2005 and it's like, it's rooted in like some sort of like crazy fucking crossover, you know, and there's all this like, you know, all this bullshit, all this history and stuff going on that didn't matter before, but maybe it does now. And it's like,
yeah,
but this is actually like the complete opposite of all that. And it's still stupid. Not good.
No, it's not good.
So this is a Marvel Comics, The Toxic Avenger, number 10 from January 1992.
Yes, but it's the Toxic Avenger sells out on the front.
Well, okay, yeah, but the cover.
Yeah, let's talk about the cover.
The cover says Toxic Avenger sells out. Well, okay, first of all, actually, there's a little tagline over here. It says the first superhero from New Jersey. Maybe in the Troma universe. I don't know. I feel like there's been other superheroes. From New Jersey.
Probably. I have no idea.
I definitely know superheroes that have lived in New Jersey.
I mean, you could technically say that Gotham might be in New Jersey, or it's in Rhode Island, according to Young Justice.
I love the fact that it's in Rhode Island.
Yeah.
If it was in Rhode Island, it would be the entire state.
Yeah, it probably is. It probably is. I just like the idea.
That's why in Batman v Superman, when they see the address, it's like, it's...
Gotham.
Gotham address.
It just says Gotham.
You don't get to see a state. It's like, well, what state is it? It's in Gotham.
It's in Gotham. It's the state of Gotham.
There is no Rhode Island.
No, it's just Gotham.
There's no realm. Is it?
Yeah, I just like the idea that it's, which is why Ben Affleck actually works as Batman, because he's some fucking New England guy who wants his fucking dunks and he loves his socks.
It's basically his character from The Town, but with vengeance.
Yeah, just that's
more vengeancy.
That's all it is. It's his character from The Town,
which The Town is a great movie.
It is a great movie in a superhero costume.
Mm-hmm. So, anyways, on the cover here, we got Toxic Avenger sells out, and it's Toxy. It looks like a still shot from
the movie.
One of the movies. Definitely not from the first movie.
Mm-hmm.
I feel it's got to be from like one of the later. Trauma films, because there's been like a million, probably Citizen Toxic, who the fuck knows. I don't watch those movies, they're stupid. I mean, and they're stupid and not even like a lot of, I mean, I've tried to give some trauma films a chance. It just does not do it for me.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not my thing. But Toxic Avenger, here he is on a cut. You already know what he looks like. He just looks like a melted green goo man.
Yeah,
you know, with his face as all, you know, he's this weird makeup and everything, you know. I'm assuming you all know who he looks like.
Yeah.
and he's on the cover and he's shaking hands with, looks like Michael Chiklis.
Yep.
And he's wearing like
a suit,
but it's like, you know, it looks to me, it looks like one of those suits you wear on picture day when you're going for your senior picture, you know, they just give you like, you don't even have to wear a suit. You just show up wearing like, they give you like a stock, like top.
Is that what happened with your senior picture?
Yeah. Yeah.
That you didn't get to bring your own clothes.
Well, I didn't watch it. I just wore shorts underneath. Cause it's like, wear this top. I'm like, okay. Mm-hmm. Cause you take two pictures. You take the casual picture, which is the one that the famous one of me.
Oh yes, with your mustache.
With the mustache.
My Twitter
handle.
Yeah.
That's my famous one. That's the one that was Sean. That was Sean being casual.
Casual Sean. I get it.
That was like Sean's like, hey, lean a little bit this way. It's like, I'm casual.
Mm.
That's why I'm tilted a little bit.
I see.
But then there's the one that's like the standard one that they show in like they put in the yearbook and you see everybody's like.
So you didn't have a separate senior picture section in your yearbook with like the big fancy pictures.
Well, yeah, we did. We all had those pictures. That's with me wearing that suit. The one, there's the one with me in the with the shirt, with the white shirt and the button on it.
Oh, so they gave you that to wear.
They gave you that, but I was at the same shoot where I'm just wearing that. I just took my other shirt off or put it on over my shirt and just put that on over it.
I see. See, we had to bring our own stuff.
Oh, no.
No, and there was a photo studio that we had to go to.
No,
and
ours is in the classroom.
No. Ours, like, we had to go. They didn't do it for us at school. Like, we had for senior pictures. If it was any other class, it's fine. But you had to go pay, like, a photo studio to get these taken, and there was one in my hometown where there was like an outdoor area with like trees and shit.
We did
could like sit in the inside, like buy one like the giant class number or whatever.
No, we didn't do any of that stuff. No.
Oh yeah,
I mean there were some people.
And my
that
mom
did.
Was so mad because the day I took the pictures, I went out. We did the outside one because I didn't want to sit by a big number, so we did outside. But it was overcast, so they're a little bit dark.
Oh, okay.
And she was really mad because I was already wearing black, even though I wore blue jeans for her because I was goth and I wanted to wear, you know, obviously black.
You wanted to represent, yeah.
Because that's all I wore. But I did pull out a pair of blue jeans for her and she was still mad because they were too dark.
Well, that's not your fault.
Nope. But she was really pissed.
Well.
So.
But.
That's the story of how my mom's mad about everything.
So, but like when we. Yeah, we took our senior pictures. Like, there was people that came in. Like, there was one kid. Like, I remember Cisco, my best friend Cisco, was just making fun of me because he's like, yeah, man, I was like super casual. I was like posing and stuff. And they're like, they loved me. And I was like, I don't care. I don't care. I do not care about my senior picture. I just want, my mom made me grow my hair out for it because she wanted me to have hair.
But she didn't make you shave off that mustache.
Oh, no. No, she was okay with the mustache, apparently. Probably because my dad had one. But, and there was people that come in that they were doing, like, they're football guys, so sometimes they wear their jerseys. There's one guy that was, there's some people that were into being firemen, so one guy came up and he was, like, posing with the hose and stuff in his fireman jacket, you know? What? His fireman hat.
No. We only had guys, like, we didn't have any of, like, that. We had, like,
you did know, you have any cowboys?
Oh, my God, of course. But they just were like guys who just wore cowboy hats. They didn't like pose like horse or anything.
Well, yeah,
like
it was
or like a rope or some shit. But they like had fake, like football just, players in their Letterman's jacket.
Yeah, I know. We had people, you know, because, you know, Cheektowaga, you know, where I grew up, you know, we didn't have all that stuff. You know, we didn't have horses.
You didn't have football?
We had football, but, you know, there's people that did football. I mean,
you know. Oh, yeah. You guys probably didn't have cowboys at your school.
Oh, no.
Oh,
no,
I
if
you, did.
If you're wearing a cowboy hat.
And you know what was the best part about having cowboys at your school? Is because they decided they could chew chewing tobacco and then spit it all over the fucking hallway. That was gross.
Yeah, that's, well, chewing tobacco is just.
It's gross in general, but then they fucking spit it in the goddamn hallway.
Yeah, it's gross in general, but.
Nasty.
You know, if you do it, that's cool, but just keep it up.
Don't spit it in the fucking hallway.
Spit it in the hallway. Yeah,
that's all I'm asking. Like,
put it in a cup.
Yeah, put it in a cup. I don't care, but like, ew. Like, I'd have to walk by that shit.
Yeah. So, anyway. But he, so I remember that's he's wearing that shirt.
All right.
I would actually kind of wanted to talk about my senior photos instead.
Yeah, I'd rather do that than talk about this.
I'm having a lot more fun talking about that than
we'll
probably talk about.
Let's just try
this.
To get this through.
I like that we're so. This is actually good because this really shows we do have the worst collection ever.
We really do because we have shit like this in it. And by the way, we can get rid of this book.
Yeah, we're doing a big purge.
Yeah, you can get rid of this one.
Because I feel like we need to get down to the core of the stuff that is bad, but we respect it.
Well, here's the thing. If we have read it once and we know we're never going to look at it again, I really don't think that there's a need to store it in our apartment.
Well, here's the thing. I like this Metamorpho book.
Oh, I'm not saying get rid of Metamorpho. No, I'm not. If you like it and you want to keep it, please do.
But I like, that's the thing. I like it. I actually generally do like this book. It's this is kind of exemplifies the actual collection part of it. This is just exemplifies the worst of it. This right. Texas Toxic Avengers.
Right,
so.
Right. And this is, again, my fault.
So
my ideas are bad.
So we start out with this, what the fuck's this guy?
I don't know. There's like a guy in a suit and he's been arrested with like a bunch of fucking mutants.
Literal mutants.
And there's like a chick in a bikini, but she's got like devil horns. And she's wearing one thigh-high boot and one ankle booty, which that's not weird. A good look. And then there's like a bebop and rock steady looking dudes.
Yeah.
And they've been arrested. And he's like, boss, do you want me to break the things? He's like, no, we're going to get out of here like in a legal way. We're going to get lawyers involved or whatever. And then these little
imps
come in and they distract the officer who's guarding their cell from his Playboy browsing.
Yeah.
By almost blowing his foot off.
Well, here's the thing. First of all, this cop is just sitting there at this table and he's talking to himself like, I read for the articles, as he's looking at the centerfold.
Yeah.
You know, and he's just really getting into this book.
Right. There's like people there. You know what I mean? Like he's literally, he's sitting outside of their cell.
Just talking about how great the articles are, quote.
Yeah, that's why you read a magazine sideways.
I would actually like to go to Playboy itself and just do that while reading one of their books and be like, I'm reading it for the articles. Like,
what, just like sit in their
lobby?
Yeah, I'm sure that's not weird.
I've been to the radio station before.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's not weird. It's actually very well put together.
I'm sure it's very lovely.
It's very professional and stuff like that. Except for they have like random like chicks popping tops.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, I guess that's their bread and butter.
I know. Well, I mean, because didn't they have like a TV studio in there too? And like you had to go up there one day and it was just like a topless girl like...
Oh, yeah, they're just topless
doing
girls.
Doing a segment or something?
They were doing a segment where it's like the topless news or whatever, the topless the sketch. And they're like, hey, this is... Because basically the conceit of every sketch was like, hey, here's something funny, but what if a girl was topless? You know, kind of deal. And so they just hire... Because that's actually the thing too. And a lot of people don't always understand is about Playboy is that they have Playboy Playmates and they have Playboy models.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't realize that.
Yes.
Because those models are just girls who they just hired to be naked occasionally. But then
topless. They wear underwear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then like they hire other girls. They have other girls that they pick that end up becoming actual Playmates.
Right.
You know, stuff like that.
There's a difference.
Yeah. It's a difference. It's a business.
Yeah. Yeah, because I remember you would go up there, you'd be like, yeah, I have to go up to this thing, and like you just walk in, and there's just like a bunch of people around a set, just like a topless babe.
Yeah, and they're doing a segment, which I think is, it's just wild. It's wild. I feel like it just sounded like Christopher Walken.
You were just really excited about the idea of like chicks walking around with perky tits, just like out.
Well, it was just weird.
Out.
Yeah, it was just like they walk by and go, that's wild.
Look at those perky boobs.
Look at those cans. It's wild. Okay.
Yeah.
So, but no, this is not the Playboy studio. This is the police station.
Yeah, so the imps steal this guy's, like, a bullet.
So they steal a bullet from his belt, and they steal the matches.
And they put it under his foot.
They put it under his foot, which somehow, apparently, they're able to light enough matches and heat this bullet up enough so that it goes off.
And it blows off his shoe, but his foot is still intact. I'm sure they could have done this in a different way. They didn't have to do.
Yeah,
like,
off
they
the
didn't
first
like
part.
Literally have to do a Looney Tunes thing, and that's exactly what they did.
But this is Cosmic Avengers, so who cares?
Yeah, and so the imps like steal his keys, and then they fly over, and the guy's like, "What are you doing?" And he's like, "Well, you're our host. Like, we're parasites, and we live inside you, and we need you to come back." And he's like, "But we're supposed to be doing this the right way," and the goons are like, well, fuck that, we're out.
Yeah, fuck that, we'll do this.
And he's like, fine. So he swallows his imps. I'm not sure how that works.
Yeah, I don't know, and I don't really care.
So then the goons escape.
And then
we cut to Toxic Avenger walking down the street of his little town, which I don't know what it's called.
Tromaville.
Sure. And
no, it's called Tromaville.
Okay. And he is like, look at how great my town is. He's taking his girlfriend for a stroll who is super, super, super hot and dressed basically like the porn actress in a movie called The Cheerleader Meets the Football Team. Because it's just like this little tiny crop top and this little itty bitty skirt. But oh, guess what, guys? She's blind.
Yeah.
Which is the way that this super smoking girl can be with the Toxic Avenger. Well, which, by the way, you never see the opposite. You never see like really nasty chick with like smoking hot blind dude. And he's also taking out his trusty mop for a stroll.
Well, that's his weapon. I am aware.
I just, yeah. If his town is, as they're showing us, this idyllic place where everybody's good and fixing up their houses, like his neighbor's fixing up the house so the mother-in-law can come live out her golden years. His neighbors are planting.
Everything's nice.
A garden in a vacant lot. Here's a bunch of people in the park.
Well, there's Alfred.
Alfred's here. And
Alfred's having a sandwich.
Every bikini in this book is black, by the way.
Because it's easier to draw.
I guess. But I mean, they just need to color a different color. So, but like, this is his little idyllic town. So why does he need this mop?
Well, that's just his thing. He just carries. Oh. He's
like been, his dog.
He's been appointed the defender of Tromaville. So, and his mop is his weapon.
I get it.
Like it's like Captain America's shield.
Can I also ask why his girlfriend is wearing an accordion?
I don't know, actually.
What's going on with that?
She's wearing, it looks like a keytar and a.
It was accordion because she brings it to the beach.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know why. That too.
Is this Weird Al? Al's daughter?
Yes, this is Lady Weird Al.
Is this like, hey, you know what? You know, she needs to be
She's going
to
do a really awesome accordion version when they were white
pitching,
and nerdy.
When pitching this character, she's like, you know, she's blind and she's hot, but she's also like Weird Al. And they're like, let's make it happen.
Yeah. Yeah. So
she's just sing My Bologna.
Yeah. And so like Toxic Avenger's like, our town is perfect. Let's go on vacation. Let's go to the shore. And she's like, really? And he's like, yes, I won't blump you or whatever.
Blump. Yeah. Burf on me.
Burf.
So I think that's like he occasionally
that's what he does.
Has
he
like,
burfs.
He has like.
He burfs later.
Yeah.
And so they go down to the Jersey Shore. And this girl is in a fucking bikini sitting out on the Jersey Shore. And we find out that it's November. Which nobody in your fucking mind is going to sit on the shore in a bikini in November.
But it's kind of like
in New Jersey.
Yeah, and he's like talking like, you know, but the thing is, people are like, we're freaking out.
Well, yeah, because this guy like sees him. He's like, oh, man, I didn't realize Jersey Shore was this toxic because he sees Toxic Avenger. And she's like, oh, it's been so nice. We've had this whole place to ourselves. He's like, yeah, it's also November. Yeah, fucking November. Nobody's going to go sit on the beach in November in a bikini. It's too fucking cold.
Yeah. Well, maybe, you know, in Tromaville, you know, global warming is very specific.
Okay.
Because apparently they're, I mean, if you think about it, as we find out later, they're building like a fucking toxic waste dump in the middle of the town.
Well, that's not Jersey Shore. That's in their little town.
Right. But I'm saying maybe he provides radiation heat so she can.
Maybe. I mean, maybe that's the thing. Maybe her accordion is just a heater.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, maybe.
Maybe that's it. So they're like, this has been great. Let's go back to our town. And they go back to their town and their town is now a shithole.
Full of crazy people and angry people.
The guy next door who was like fixing up his house left his wife because he has money and he's going to move into the
city. Apparently, he also got randomly. He got randomly.
Bags.
He got randomly.
Fuck babes, not bags.
He got randomly riching and randomly rich, and he's like, fuck this, fuck everything. I'm going to go to the uptown, get a condo,
and fuck babes or bags. Either
track
one.
Buxton babes.
Yeah. Oh, vroom. And his license plate says, "I love money." It does. And then like there
I
don't know.
Toxic Avenger. Why am I even wasting my time?
Right, don't waste your time. So then there's like they're destroying like an old bank, and then there's just like a random dude walking down the street holding a tennis racket. And he's like, yeah, man, they're gonna put in a whatever.
They're gonna put in a frozen yogurt.
Oh, with 99 flavors.
99 flavors, which I want to go to.
I would love a 99 flavor frozen yogurt place.
It's got to be really big.
Huge.
But I mean, it's a lot. It's like,
do you remember the one on Broad City?
I was gonna say, there's a Broad City joke about
where
that.
He like goes and there's all the flavors and he's like there for hours because he can't make up his mind.
And you gotta make the stairs and stuff like that.
Yeah, which, there's like ladders and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he goes and
yeah, so he's walking around and like he sees like,
wait, when does he, did I miss the desk of a page?
No, there's, he's still walking around. So he's like, the guy with the tennis racket tells him they're building stuff. He sees like the doctor's office is no longer helping poor people. The park is gone. They're going to put like a waste dump there. And he finally finds some protesters and he's like, what's going on? He's,
I like that the name of this condo they're making is called Cloud Tickler, which sounds really dirty.
Yes, it does. Yeah. So he finally finds these protesters. He's like, what's going on? And they're like, oh, everybody's changed now because we got like a bunch of money came in and gave it to people so they could like basically fuck up the environment because that's the American way.
Yeah.
And he gets, he broomfs.
He burfs.
Burfs. He goes burf, 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 burf. So I don't know if he has like air holes in him.
That's what I was trying to figure out. I was like, where's he burfing from?
Like, it looks just like every seam.
But, I don't know. Like,
like from his shirt? I don't know how he, I don't understand it. So he burfs.
He burfs.
And then he goes to the city council.
And he's like, what the fuck?
And the city council's like, we're going to just dump toxic waste into our water and we're going to give you a whole bunch of money for it. So you can just buy bottled water. Don't worry about it. So we're going to turn this place basically into Flint,
yeah,
Michigan. and they're like, yay, we're money. Awesome. Let's ruin our environment. And Toxic Avenger's like, what the fuck? And he's like, don't worry about it, Toxie. Like, I don't even know if you're really a citizen because you're kind of like gross.
You're more of a hazard than a citizen.
Yeah. And so
kinda,
then
you're not really a citizen because you're kind of gross.
Yeah, because you're kind of gross. Sorry.
It's like picking your nose. You can't, yeah, be a citizen.
So he gets really pissed off and he starts like throwing down.
Yeah, he throws down and
he like beats people up or whatever. And he's like, the mayor or whatever, he's like, what are you doing? And he's like, but that, my tie is Armani. Like, that's on the next page.
Oh, yeah. He grabs the mayor and he, like, burfs on the tie.
Yeah, he's like, don't fuck with my tie. It's,
or he blows his
money.
Nose
he
in it.
He blows his money into, or his nose into
which
it.
Which he has, like pink boogers and it's gross.
Yeah, he's like, now it's a toxic tie. And he's like, no. He's like, so tell me who's doing all of this. And he gives him the name.
It's Ehrman.
Yeah.
Ehrman, who apparently is the guy that owns the health place.
Where he used to work.
He used to work.
Right.
And that where he got turned into the Toxic Avenger.
Yeah.
Or no, I forgot. Wait, no, isn't it there?
Yeah, no, it's I think it does because he starts talking about like, this is the place where it all started.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
You know, from this to this. So he's,
there's
like,
a lot, actually, you know what? I just realized there's a lot of parallels in this book to the Metamorpho one because, yeah, he also has to go, you know, Metamorpho has to also go back to,
right,
thing. Man, he's, look at that.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Look how hip this is.
Yeah.
We're so good.
Yeah. So he like, he's walking out and the girl waiting to get fucked by all the football players is just like, oh, honey, maybe we shouldn't do that. Like, you can't just beat up a government because you don't like the way they're doing things. And he's not even talking. He's just like,
hey, you don't care.
I got to go back to where it started.
He's a Toxic Avenger. Why is he doing this to anybody?
Yeah.
He's a green man with he's a steroided green monster man. Yeah.
And so he goes to the health club, where the guy in the back is sitting with girls in black bikinis, because again, that's the only color of bikini you can buy in this universe. And they're like, oh, you're so great. So he's got bimbos hanging out with him.
Bimbos.
And so Toxic Avenger walks in and there's like all these like jack dudes and he's like, I'm here. And they're like, what the fuck? Well, why are you at this club?
Well, I want to go. I want to make sure because I have something I want to say here. So yeah, it's funny because these jack dudes are like, get out of here. Like one of them says, like, they let somebody into him, like this club. He's putrescent. Putrescent. I should know how to say that.
Yeah.
And apparently also too, real quick. So the guy, this Ehrman.
Yeah.
His nephew is the guy we saw in the beginning of the book.
Yes.
So
yeah,
that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so they're...
So he goes into Death Spa. He's got a juice
bar. I'm sorry,
bar.
One of these bimbos calls him a suave tease. Yeah. You're a suave tease. I'm like...
Oh, it calls the not Toxic Avenger.
Yeah, just
not Toxic Avenger.
Not Toxie.
So he walks in and then he like smashes a racket over a dude.
This is actually pretty fascinating. So he takes a racket. The racket's of like a normal size tennis racket, and he somehow fits the entire guy through this racket.
Right. And that guy's shoulders are way too big for that.
Well, yeah. I mean, obviously, like, you could just literally fit it over somebody's head.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he somehow fits it over the wagon, and it doesn't, like, it bends, I guess, enough that he, like, kind of, you know, ties him up with it.
Yeah.
But it's really, because it's a trauma violence. So it's, right. You know what?
Right.
Whatever.
And so these guys are, like, these really muscle-bound dudes are, like, we're going to
fuck. No shirts. They're just, like.
Well, they're at the gym.
You know, but.
And they're, like, we're going to fuck you up, bro. And Toxic Avenger's, like, nope. And he, like, lifts, like, a 500-pound weight with, like, one finger, and then he throws it at them.
Yeah.
And so
he's got like Hulk level strength.
He does. And so he's like starting kicking ass. So he like breaks into the back room where that guy is with his bimbos and all of his goons. And there's a pool table and he shoots the pool cue. This guy has to have died.
Oh, he's totally dead.
Because he shoots a pool cue into this guy's head. And like you can see it coming out of the side of his neck.
Well, it doesn't come off his side. It's
no,
like,
it's just like stuck in like the skin.
Like somehow his skin, he turns into like an elongated man because it shoots into this guy's mouth. Comes out of the side of his like
neck.
The base of his neck, and it's but it doesn't like burst through his body.
Yeah, and that guy has to be dead.
Oh, he's 100. He better be dead.
He has to be dead. So like he starts kicking ass or whatever, and he goes to his old boss.
I have a question here. Why is who's singing here?
I don't know.
Some guy's like singing that's Amore, and like he's throwing him into a wall. Like why are you singing it? I'm like, is it the guy with the thing in his mouth? Like I don't know. Because you would think that it would be, you know, Captain the Toxic Avenger doing this thing for some reason.
That's not
reason.
Right. It's not pointing at his pointing face. Right.
I demand corrections.
Yeah. Yeah, because that speech bubble's not coming from the Toxic Avenger. It's coming from the other guy.
I demand a revised version.
Yeah. And so he's like, I'm here to stop you. The self-indulgent 80s are over. Reagan is gone. And the guy's like, but Bush is still here. Point. And then we cut to that guy in the beginning. Who apparently is some sort of devil.
He's a devil?
Huh?
Oh, because he's eating those monsters.
Well, he's like, and he's sitting, look at the cherry sitting on, has horns on it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, you know, he's got, yeah, okay.
So he's like some sort of demon.
He's also got a shiny eye.
Yeah.
He's like Cable.
Yeah. He's got a shiny eye. And he's finding out like what's going on in the town, so he's getting all pissy.
Yeah.
So then we cut back to Toxic Avenger, just gonna like, fuck this dude up. And he's like, oh, I don't give a fuck. I'm going to burf all over you, burf. And then I'm going to grab your face, and then the cops show up. And he's like, I don't care. But then guess what? Girlfriend waiting to be gangbanged shows up, and she's like, hi, baby, don't, because it's wrong and like morally bad. And he's like, and she's like, you just broke the law. And he's like, you're right, Claire. I am the toxic criminal. And that's the end. So
that's it for this book.
That's it for this book. But there is, and I don't know if you saw.
Oh, what?
I gotta find it.
Oh, what's going on? Oh, the cool-o-meter.
There's the cool-o-meter in there.
Yeah. I feel like I've definitely seen this one before. So what's cool? What's the coolest thing in November 1990? I'm assuming November 1991. Because this came out in 1992, but usually the date isn't the same as the actual time in history.
Okay.
What?
That doesn't make any sense. Well, I know what you mean.
Yeah. So November, so we got like, you know, the little picture is since it's November, Ant-Man.
Ant-Man.
It's cold Ant-Man. He's got a little microscope over him. And it goes through here. So we got November cool meter. What's cool is the Adams family. I'm assuming the movie.
Oh, the movie must have just come out.
Yeah. So the Adams family, Boris Yeltsin, which I think they spelled wrong. They totally spelled it wrong. I think it was
I don't know if Boris Yeltsin was ever cool.
Well, I think
he's still alive.
Is he?
Is he still
alive? I don't know.
No,
I
mean, Gorbachev is still alive. I don't know.
Wait, Gorbachev can't be still alive, is he?
Don't you remember who went? Was it Jason Jones or something? They went to the Soviet Union and they got like Gorbachev's phone number or Yeltsin's phone number or somebody. Do you remember this?
Wait.
This is recent.
Okay. Well, as you're reading that, as you're looking up, we're looking up former communist leaders.
Yeah, it was Gorbachev for sure. And he is still alive. He is 85.
Wait, really?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Really.
Holy shit.
Yeah, and it was his. That was it. I think it was Jason Jones.
He's only 85?
He's only 85.
He's younger than Stan Lee.
Apparently, yes.
Horse shit.
Yeah, no, it says he's 85.
Get the fuck out of here.
Well, I mean, they might have fudged it. That's what it says here, that he is only 85.
Also, you know, Castro is still alive, too.
Somehow. Don't you remember that episode of The Daily Show? He went and he bought his phone number off the black market, and they called him, and he showed up.
Oh, right.
For this interview, like with Jason Jones, I think it was, and he was so pissed. He was like, "I will kill you if you ever do this to me again," and he walked out. But he actually did show up, and they got him on The Daily Show for like 2 seconds.
Oh my god!
Yeah. Anyway.
Okay. Well, he was a dummy for showing up. If he's like, when somebody called him up and said, "Hey, we're doing an interview," and he's like, "Sure," and he shows up.
They got his phone number off the black market. Apparently, you could buy it.
What if you call him? He has to come see you. Is that how that works?
I don't know. Boris Yeltsin is dead.
Okay.
He died in 1997. In 2007.
Oh, okay. How do you spell his last name?
Yeltsin is spelled Y-E-L-T-S-I-N.
Oh, no, they fucked it up hardcore here.
How'd they spell it?
Y-E-L-T-Z-E-N.
Was there a T-Z-E-N Yeltsin?
Probably not. It's probably, I don't know, actually, let's see. Who's Boris Yeltsin? This is fascinating, guys.
Nope, it says it's wrong.
Yeah, because somebody here in the Marvel universe, I'm assuming it's Tom DeFalco.
Well, they didn't have the internet where they could Google that shit.
You had newspapers.
Well, I know, and you should know how to spell Boris Yeltsin. He was a pretty big figure.
Yeah.
Back then.
Because obviously he's number two on your cool list, because probably this is the time when, like, I think the coup happened.
Sure.
And everything like that. Anyways, so going down the list, we have, I'm not going to read all of these, but Scorsese, De Niro movies. Mm-hmm. There you go. Fantastic Four, probably because it's their 30th anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
Comedy Central. Just Comedy Central in general.
Yeah, just in general.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. I think it just turned from the... originally was the Ha Network.
The Ha Network.
And now it's Comedy Central.
I'm glad they decided to change that name.
The discontinuing of foam packaging by McDonald's.
Okay. I remember when that happened.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well,
people, I remember that was a big deal.
Yeah. The letter L... award shows. Okay. ABC sit. Okay. No, this, now we're already past the midpoint.
Yeah.
Which actually the midpoint is, the midpoint of the cool meter is Spider-Man's balloon at the Macy's Day Thanksgiving parade.
Right.
So maybe they were kind of like, meh, it was all right.
Yeah, it was fine.
But as you get further down here, so now we're almost down to the end here, and it says ABC sitcoms, especially Who's the Boss, which, at the time, fair 1992, enough. Like, it was probably the last season. It was on Saturday nights. When you put a sitcom on Saturday nights, that was bad. That was when you
that
knew.
Was it.
That was, if you weren't the Golden Girls,
yeah,
you were fucked.
Yeah.
That's how it went.
That's true.
Saturday nights, you know, unless if you were like Empty Nest or the Golden Girls, because that's when old people are watching stuff. Or maybe
old people are staying home.
Old people are staying home. I mean, also, I think My Two Dads might have been on then.
My Two Dads.
My Two Dads, maybe Facts of Life, maybe.
Oh God, Facts of Life.
Yeah.
No, I never liked that one.
But ABC ones, like Mr. Belvedere ended up on Saturday nights. I mean, you can't, and that was back when, like, you know, nobody, you know, it was already like, we were like, you know what? We're done. Mr. Belvedere's going back.
Right.
The October Cool-O-Meter. Okay. Whatever. Self-referentials. I'm like, stop these jokes. These are stupid.
Dumb.
And okay, so the very end of it, it is, okay, last three are Macaulay Culkin.
Yeah, fair enough.
1992 Macaulay Culkin getting slammed because Home Alone 2 was, I think, out then, and they were probably like, you know what, I think we're done.
Yeah, yeah, we're done here, Macaulay.
We're done here. Communism.
Oh, well, all right.
And the New York subway system.
I would say they are absolutely incorrect on the New York subway system.
Well, maybe back in 92, there were some issues. Now it's not, you know, it's
well, no,
whatever.
But I mean, just, yeah, the subway, public transportation is shitty no matter where you are.
Yeah.
Because it's public transportation, and there's always, like, some guy on there, like, clipping his fucking toenails,
or
screaming, or masturbating.
Or doing all three.
Or doing all three at the same time. Or eating something smelly, or people smell, or something like spilled something, or threw up.
We went to see Inferno yesterday. Out here in LA and at the Cine Family, and I had an experience sitting next to an old guy who's one of those old guys who, like, he looks like he's very professional, like he was British, and he seemed like he was like, I'm an important British movie man,
uh-huh.
and I'm bringing a bag of something, and then that bag must have been like a gigantic meal.
It was all the meals.
Because he was eating like...
He did not stop eating.
He was pounding soup.
Yeah, he had soup. Yeah. This guy had soup, and he brought it to a movie.
He had soup, and he had like crusty bread, and I mean, I wasn't like, I kind of wanted to be like, hey, what do you got there? Because I'm just curious. Like, I just see him like, like just shoving food in his mouth.
And then he fell asleep. Because he had a 5-course meal. In the middle of the movie. Hey, granted, that movie's a little slow.
Anyways.
But yeah, no, I was going to say, like, I am a huge fan of public transportation. As much as shitty as it is at times, I wish we had a better one out here. I miss being in Boston and just being able to, like, take the T or walk everywhere.
Yeah.
We didn't have a car for years. It was great.
Yeah, it's nice.
So, yeah, fuck you, Coolometer. You're wrong. Anyway, so would you read the next issue of this stupid book?
Oh, we didn't say this about Metamorpho.
Oh, well, we can say that, too. So, Toxic Avenger first. Would you read the next issue?
No.
Neither would I.
And I think, actually, the next issue is, like, the last issue.
Good.
Or maybe, like, the second, like, the 12th issue is.
I'm really upset that I bought this, and I should have listened to you, because you were right. It is a piece of shit.
Piece of shit.
I was just hoping it would be really good for the show, and I was wrong.
So that's it for this week's show. Thanks for listening, folks, and I think hope you guys had a good fourth, and we will be back next week. We're gonna, you know, continue to bring comics. We're trying to get some more guests, some people we haven't done guests in a minute, so we'll hook that up, and we will be sure to catch you guys on social media. Hopefully you can follow us there. You can find me on Twitter at Angry Hero Sean, also on Instagram at Angry Hero Sean, S-H-A-W-N. My Tumblr is theangryhero.tumblr.com.
And I'm at Jen Stansfield on Twitter and Instagram, jenstansfield.tumblr.com and jenstansfield.wordpress.com.
And you can always find all of our great shows on SideshowNetwork.tv. You can check us all out there. iTunes. Please rate and subscribe to the show. Please tell a friend. Leave us 5-star ratings wherever you're listening to the show or however. Just give us a positive upvote. And it'll definitely helps the show, helps get the exposure out. And it means a lot to us. So thank you guys for listening. And we'll see you again next time.
Bye.